Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 362 of the Story Hacker podcast. And I want to talk about the fundamental attribution error. Yeah, sounds boring, but so important. So important. You know, if we're lucky enough to get older, if we're lucky enough to live and get older and smart enough to recognize our mistakes and our errors, over time, what we hopefully get, what we all hopefully get, is a better model of the world. You know, and we've talked about cognitive biases like the narrative fallacy in the past, and how we, you know, that one in particular, we tell ourselves simple stories to try and explain things that are usually extremely complex and hard to understand. We gravitate to simple stories, but the fundamental attribution error is similarly powerful. And it's a very simple idea in lots of ways, but it's so relevant. You know, whether we're telling stories, whether we're telling business stories, whether we're building our brands or whatever, we're always dealing with people. I think I've talked before on this podcast about how one of the things I used to try and drill into the people that worked, you know, for me, is that when we think someone else is stupid, it really means we don't understand them. It really means we don't understand their sort of situation. And actually, saying something is stupid or someone is stupid for doing something is really just letting ourselves off the hook. Yeah, because if someone's stupid, we don't have to try and understand them because their behaviour makes no sense. But, you know, in my experience, that is very, very rarely the truth. And fundamental attribution error, in some ways, is a similar kind of thing. And it's this. Well, imagine if someone cuts you up in traffic. Or imagine if someone turns up late to a meeting. Our instinct in those situations is to attribute those failings to character flaws. Yeah, if someone cuts us up in traffic, they are rude or ignorant or, you know, selfish. If someone is late to a meeting, they are careless or disorganized. You know, we attribute those things to their personality, and we tend to discount situational factors or context. You know, maybe the person who cuts us up in traffic was rushing to the hospital. Maybe the person who was disorganized, I don't know, stopped on the way to help someone who'd had an accident. The point is that we tend to jump to conclusions that are kind of big and kind of long-term and fundamental about other people. Whereas when you cut someone up in traffic, you'll say to yourself, well, I need you to do that because I'm late for the meeting. Do you know what I mean? Or when you're late for an appointment, you know, you'll emphasize to yourself some context, some situational factor that made that happen. Because actually, normally, you'll say to yourself, I'm on time for things. Normally, I am organized. Normally, I am considerate and a good driver. Do you know what I mean? And if you think about the disparity between those two kind of viewpoints, it's really important, I think, in our model of the world, in our model of how other people work, to try and be aware of this thing. And actually, you know, it's like a lot of these cognitive biases, these things are built in, but we do have the power when we're thinking about situations, when we're thinking about people, to just re-examine our estimate of them, of the situation, of the context, and get a better sense of how the world works. Because one thing is, if we, you know, take that simple example, if we think to ourselves, this person is inconsiderate or this person is disorganized, we are likely not to get the best out of them. And when we snap at them, because they're just a subject to the fundamental attribution error as you are, they're likely to think, well, he's a wanker. She's a bitch. Do you know what I mean? So let's try and get our model of the world working slightly better in this particular way. And like all of these things, small changes over time make a big, big difference. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.